Say it's the 8th of May, 1973, and it's Paul Cummings talking to Peggy Bacon in her house in Cape Porpoise, Maine. You were born in, where we go chronologically.
May 2nd, 1895.
In Ridgefield, Connecticut.
Ridgefield, Connecticut.
Right. And were there brothers and sisters in your family?
There were two little boys who, I was the first child, but the little boys died in infancy.
Mm-hmm. So you were...
So I was essentially an only child.
An only child.
Brought up as an only child.
And both of your parents were painters, right?
Yes, they met at the Art Students League.
Oh, really?
Yes, my mother was born in Hart County, Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
and brought up in Louisville, and her father was the editor, or one of the editors, I don't know which, of the Louisville Courier Journal.
Mm-hmm.
And she came north, it must have been in the 80s, let me see, yes. Must have been sometime mm-hmm. in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
She was born just after the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to study. She wanted to be an artist. She had already studied down in Louisville. And then she met my father, who was also a student mm. there. And they studied there for several years. I think she studied under Kenyon Cox. And
so
then she went to, they went to Paris. Studied for a year or so, and came back and got married and settled for a while in Ridgefield, Connecticut.
So they were students when the League was very young.
Yes, but they were not of the founding fathers,
right,
so to speak.
Right.
They were very early in the game
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
when the League was young,
mm-hmm,
certainly.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, as I say, they studied. They were professionals. Father,
mm-hmm.
Father was a landscaping figure painter,
mm-hmm.
and had exhibitions in New York at the Folsom Gallery and the Milch Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent certain winters in New York when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
He took me around to galleries. Then we went and lived in Montreuil-sur-Mer for a couple of years
mm-hmm.
in Picardy.
When was that about?
Well, that was when I was 9 years old,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and 9 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
We lived in Paris for part of a summer, and then we settled in, my father and mother settled in part of a house in Picardy in Montreuil-sur-Mer.
How did you like going to France, you know, with your parents? And
oh, I just...
Here was a whole new land and a language. And
oh, I loved it. But we'd moved around to a certain extent before that. We spent a winter in Nassau when I was 7.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 1902,
mm-hmm.
before Nassau became such a wild resort, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was delightful. I adored it. And I ran wild there because my poor dear mother contracted typhoid fever on the boat going down and was delirious when we got there. And there was no one to take care of me because my father and my grandmother, who quickly arrived,
mm-hmm.
Were quarantined with mother in the next room. So I really felt like a free spirit. I'd always been so carefully guarded, you know, with a governess holding my hand when we walked down the village street. And then I was an emancipated woman.
Right away.
That winter.
Oh, that's marvelous. Well, you know, what was it like as a child to grow up with two professional artists, you know, for keeping track of you?
It was absolutely delightful. I had the most charming and amusing parents.
Mm-hmm.
I